From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Son of an Arizona Legend by Stephen Bly. Now let's begin with Son of an Arizona Legend, Chapter 1. September 17, 1888, Eastern Yavapai County, Arizona Territory. The hot blast of westerly wind bore no hint of autumn, let alone winter. Stuart Brannan could hear the dry grass grind beneath every step of his big black horse, Dos Vientos. He nudged the animal higher up the mountain slope, along Sunrise Creek. In the springtime, the creek roared off the Mazatzal Mountains and tumbled with vibrant, refreshing purity into the holding ponds at the Triple B Ranch. In the springtime, a cowboy was lucky to cross the 20-foot-wide creek at any point. In the springtime, the wildflowers lined the banks, the cottonwoods leafed fervent green, and the grass promised abundant feed. But this was not springtime. Brannan glanced again at the stream, no more than 2 or 3 feet wide. It hardly flowed, but seeped from stagnant pool to stagnant pool, somehow easing itself down the mountainside like an old man descending a stairway. The cottonwoods still clung to life, but listlessly, like besieged sentinels waiting to be rescued. It had been so long since the grass was green that the hillside seemed permanently brown.
"Well, it's as dry as a promise in a frying pan," Brannan announced to the black horse as he dismounted.
He loosed the cincha, dropped the reins to the ground, and allowed the horse to find a drink on his own. Sinking to his knees near a pond of clear water, no bigger than a couple of wash basins, Brannan shoved his black hat, crown down.